It's time for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. Of course, it's brought to you by the Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every single day. And joining us now on the hotline from Midview School District is their superintendent, Dr. Bruce Willingham. Dr. Willingham, thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Always excited to talk to our local superintendents, especially this year because of COVID-19 and how crazy this school year has been for, you know, not any one particular school district. It's been crazy for everybody. So we're always interested to see what's, you know, going on with our local district. So let's start right there. Remind us, Dr. Willingham, how Midview did their return to school? How have you guys been doing things? Has it been online only, in person, a hybrid? And what kind of changes could folks expect to see moving forward?
So our plan was really focused. I mean, after we did a community survey, vast majority of our community, you know, was really interested in having our kids come back to school. And, you know, that was a big, big part of our plan, and it still is, you know, returning our kids to in-person learning. So, you know, summer was, there was a lot of planning that went into this summer. I mean, obviously with the number of just procedural changes and things to do, you know, prepping for a return amidst a pandemic. I missed that class in grad school, so this was fly by night and a lot of things. And, you know, I told our staff and I told our parents that, you know, we were going to do the best we could to put a great plan together. I really feel like we have done that. We've got some awesome feedback on it throughout the entire fall. But, you know, the thing I was always very open about is that, you know, we're not going to plan for everything. It was impossible to do that. And the plan had to be fluid because of that. So we've definitely made changes, you know, just based on staff recommendations or parents and, health department, you know, things that have just come up. But, you know, some of the things that really, I guess, stayed true within our plan is that we focused it first on just the different barriers. And, you know, we talked about the use of, you know, face shields and masks for staff and students. We purchased barriers that were Velcroed to every desk within our classrooms. And then I had to contact our teaching staff, you know, to be able to get as close to 6 feet of social distancing as we could. We had to empty out a lot of, you know, extraneous, you know, stuff like tables or personal items and things like that. And, you know, that was pretty difficult for teachers, but they were able to get it done. And, I mean, they were just great with it. So, you know, we had principals running around, you know, creating, you know, paths of one-way paths in each one of the buildings and, you know, trying to look at, okay, how do we social distance in the cafeteria, at recess, restroom breaks, hand washing breaks, extra sanitation stations, you know, all of those things. And then, you know, or organizing how are we going to do additional sanitation. You know, our maintenance and custodial staff is fantastic, but there's only so many of them too. So, you know, we had to put an extra plan in place to say, okay, how can we then, after the daily cleanings, come back and sanitize extra? So, you know, teachers have sanitation, foggers to be able to do things in between classes, and then we do a little more deep sanitation each night. But realistically, I mean, I'm really proud of our plan. We focused on coming back to school 5 days a week in person for anybody that wanted. And, you know, knock on wood, things have gone really, really well for us. You know, I've said in almost every one of my updates to our staff and families, you know, it was one thing when we were creating this plan and we were getting staff, you know, feedback, and there were a lot of, you know, anxious and nervous people, like, looking at the plan, like, how is this going to work? And they were positive, yet, you know, scared. And I understand that piece. But when our kids came back to school, you saw our teachers in action, and you saw them jump right in. It was amazing. And I mean, they have been fantastic, and this plan would not work without our staff and their buy-in to it and their adherence to it. But the part that I think was even better is that families have understood that there's a need for a lot of changes. We've changed times of buildings. We've changed, you know, transportation routes. We've changed pickup procedures. I mean, you know, you name it, it's been changed. And our parents have been understanding. They've been appreciative. And then the last group that I think what I was most nervous about was the students. You know, how are the students going to react to being behind barriers and wearing masks and, you know, changing everything about the way they walked around school and did some of those things? Our kids are awesome. I mean, it's been amazing just how great our kids have been. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I know some districts weren't able to make it work. We were able to make it work, and I'm, you know, again, I'm really proud of what we've been able to do. You know, we had it was almost 27% of our students that chose to you know, do virtual learning. That was also an option for our students, and you know, we allowed people to choose a 9-week option, and then you know, kind of determine if they were coming back. So we're coming near the end of our first 9 weeks, and you know, based upon our survey data, we have a little over 250 students coming back to campus. So you know, we're going down from like 27% of students online down to about 16% of students online. So you know, and I like to believe that is, you know, because of the plan we put together and the confidence that people have in us. I mean, we've got some pretty good feedback, like I said, from a recent communication survey as well, for parents. So overall, I couldn't be more proud of the job that our staff, students, parents, everybody, you know, are doing. I mean, it really is a testament to the entire community, or else this wouldn't work.
Well, it certainly sounds like an all-hands on-deck effort over there at Midview, no doubt about it. And it sounds like the feedback, even here in late October, I know the governor, you know, Thursday afternoon, he talked about COVID fatigue and people kind of letting their guard down. But it sounds like that's not the case over there at Midview. You guys are still sticking to it, keeping all the guidelines and procedures in place. So good on you guys for doing that. Let me focus on the online learners for just a second. I know you said right now it's about 27%, be going down to 16% here at the end of this 9-week period. Has the feedback been similar for them? Has it been a mostly positive experience? I know you see on Twitter and other social media outlets, you know, the viral clips of kids getting frustrated at the laptop and all those different things. And that certainly happens. So you know, have you gotten mostly positive feedback with the online learners as well?
So far. I mean, I think part of that plan for us was, you know, when, you know, obviously, like I said, our goal was to get kids back to school. It still is, you know, as a big part of our plan. But for those students where online was, you know, the option for their family, you know, our job was to try and still make them feel a part of our campus, a part of our schools, and have a connection with staff members. And I think we've done a really good job of doing that. Again, it goes back to our teachers. You know, I can tell you, you know, as we're looking to transition some of the elementary students back to campus, you know, our elementary teachers have been unbelievable, those teachers that have been online. You know, it was something just brand new that was just kind of thrust upon them, and the connections that they were able to make with kids via, you know, the online connections were amazing. So we've gotten really good feedback on that. I know with, you know, some of the changes and you know, that's could be staffing changes because of bringing kids back to campus and everything. I think it's, you know, I'm hearing more that, you know, teachers may have to change when students come back to campus. So I think that's probably the most disappointing thing for some parents. But, you know, the reality is, I mean, we've got great staff members. So that's been, you know, pretty well received. At our middle school and high school level, our students have been experienced more of live streaming, the ones that have been online. Now, that's not something that's going to, you know, continue the entire year, but that was something we wanted to offer our families for the first and second 9 weeks if they chose to do that. That's a large burden, you know, on our teachers, and you know, our teachers have been just amazing. I mean, you know, it's planning almost dual lessons and dual activities every day for everything that they do, but, I mean, they have done it every day in stride. I couldn't be more proud of just their effort, and I know, you know, I know it's a lot. We've asked a lot of them, but they've really stepped up and just, you know, done an amazing job. So you know, from this point, I mean, I've heard nothing but you know, like I said, positive feedback. So I'm really proud of the job we've done.
Fantastic, fantastic. Dr. Bruce Willingham is our guest here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. Dr. Willingham, I'm glad you mentioned the elementary school there. If I read correctly on the website, Midview West received a Purple Star, one of 36 schools in the state recognized for that. What does that award mean to you in the district?
You know, it's an amazing thing. I mean, any time that you can show, you know, just the commitment you have to supporting, you know, our military families, you know, that's just an important thing. We were working for whole district recognition, you know, on that. But for this year, it was just one of our buildings to start, and you know, we'll be able to continue working through. But you know, Mrs. Hall, who's the principal at West, I mean, she's worked tirelessly on, you know, and getting this designation. And you know, it's just so important, especially with Veterans Day coming up, and just, you know, remembering just, you know, all of the veterans and, you know, the military families, just being able to support them because, you know, they offer or they provide a lot for our country. And, you know, I can't thank them enough. So.
No doubt, no doubt. Well said there, Dr. Willingham. And we can close on this, and it was something I know we kind of talked to before we started, you know, recording here. Is there any upcoming news or any upcoming events that you'd really like to make your community or people around Lorain County, for that matter, aware of?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that I'd like to mention is it's from a recent update that I sent out. You know, we try to put together some parent nights each year to help support our families, and especially in a year like this, you know, where the online learning and most of our assignments, even when students are in person, you know, we're trying to do everything that we can through Google Classroom and with online just daily, you know, assignments and things. You know, so we put together a virtual parent series this year. There's a whole series that's going to be coming out the rest of this year as well. So, you know, I want everybody to make sure that they're on the lookout for that. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying our best to, you know, keep supporting our families, keep supporting our community. You know, I share a lot of updates, and, you know, I tell everybody, you know, don't feel like you're bothering me. If you want to shoot a call or an email or anything my way, I really do my best to try and get back to everybody very quickly. So, you know, I'm always available, you know, for questions or just even further information. So, you know, again, I thank you for letting me, you know, kind of talk through some of the things going on in our district today. And, you know, I just want to thank all of our, you know, families and staff members for all the support they've given us.
Well, no doubt, and communication is certainly something very key and crucial during trying times like these, and I think that you yourself have done a tremendous job from the sounds of it, making yourself a bit available, being open to different questions from community members, parents, students, faculty, whoever, it doesn't matter. It sounds like Dr. Bruce Willingham at Midview Schools is willing to answer a question, so great stuff, no doubt about it. Dr. Willingham, thank you again for taking the time to join me here today on our Champions of Education segment. I really appreciate the insight into what you guys got going on over there at Midview. Sounds like it's great stuff. I look forward to catching up again sometime soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.